Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
So me and every other person on our cruise ship and the other one that docked that day, I'm sure.
Oh, there was
plus
two
whoever
cruise
else was down here. Oh, yeah. This where we were situated, that can hold up to three ships, and then there's another port across the bay. But I think there were two in town that day. And the sad thing is the cruise ship still cruises, right? So we had to get off. It's not like we could have spent another day on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
They had to turn it and go back out for the next itinerary. So everybody was just kind of stuck finding their own way until we could all get flights back. And yes, they're adding them. It's just going to take more time and more days. But
right.
I am currently booked on a Thursday morning flight. I should be in that building Friday morning.
Okay. Producer Ben and I
forgot.
We wanted to ask you because in the news, they had also included the fact that you are not the only one who is stranded. Leonardo DiCaprio was supposed to go to the Palm Springs International Film Festival, but he could not get a flight out of St. Bart's. So you are not the only one. You are not alone. Know that Leonardo DiCaprio also feels your pain.
So I heard you mention that because we've been listening on the app this morning. So, by the way, that one click from Puerto Rico for listening,
that's you.
You were talking, we saw a private jet
take off.
I'm sorry,
what is backing up? Are you backing things up?
What?
There's a beep, beep, beep.
Okay. Once again, I'm not in a hotel. I'm in an Airbnb in a 14-story probably 200-unit complex in the heart of San Juan,
mm-hmm.
and the city is waking up around me. I'm looking around to see where the beep beep is coming from. There's a Coca-Cola truck right in front of our building.
That could be it.
There's a couple restaurants. I think there's it looks like a company that operates like tour. Oh, there it is. Somebody's getting towed.
Oh, that'll do it. Is it you?
No, lay it on the car.
Okay.
We're fine.
He's fine. You're not getting towed. Not your problem. Okay. Good to know. Sorry.
But just to let you know, they had to move utility lines out of the way so the tow truck could get through the alleyway and not get electrocuted. So there's a man with a broom just down the street from where I am. That's what's happened. That's your I'm embedded in Puerto Rico right now, friend.
Are you prepared? I know that you're all the way in Puerto Rico, but are you prepared? Would you like to make a prediction?
Get the power line. Sorry. The truck has caught the power line.
Oh, no.
This might be more entertaining than my prediction.
Oh, no.
What is happening? No, he's fine. I don't know what's going on. Yes, Claire, I am ready. Producer Ben, I am ready. So I really thought long and hard because this was the plan, regardless of where I was going to be sitting this morning.
Yeah.
And here's what popped in my mind. We were at all of these beautiful islands, some of which, you know, still hadn't recovered from COVID, some of which still hadn't recovered from hurricane activity, which led to, sadly, a lot of empty buildings. And there was some discussion, like, what would it take to, like, open up a business, like a bar, right, on the beach, on a tropical island? And, you know, after a couple rum punches, you think, like, that's not going to take a lot of work. We'll just go ahead and open up a bar. But no, investment is important to a community. And it reminded me, in our lovely community of Cedar Rapids, right along First Avenue, as you get out of the Med Quarter, there sits an empty Hy-Vee building.
Yes.
And I would like to ask the Magic Z-Ball.
Okay.
Will a tenant be announced for the former First Avenue Hy-Vee in the year 2026? That is my official question as I sit in Puerto Rico, curious about the development of my town, Cedar Rapids. Will the former First Avenue Hy-Vee have an occupant, at least named, this year? Would you mind asking the Magic Z-Ball?
Okay, I've got a brand new Magic Z-Ball, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you, listener Angie.
Thanks to Angie, yeah.
We've got a question to ask you, Magic Z-Ball. Will a new tenant be announced in the former Hy-Vee First Avenue location in 2026? I'm swishy, swishy, swishy.
Swishy, 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 swishy,
turny, turny, turny.
And?
Come on, man. Yes, definitely. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Yes, definitely. There will be an announcement according to the brand new Magic Z Ball. We will get a new tenant at that location. That is incredible.
That's big news for Cedar Rapids. And you heard it here not only first on Z102.9, you heard it predicted by a Magic promotional toy.
Will it come true? We'll have to find out in one.
We'll find out.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Hi, friends. Danton Eric Danton, your Puerto Rican correspondent.
Hello, friends.
Your travel woe correspondent. Yeah, I'm stuck here like most everybody who was on vacation over the last week because they closed the airspace as of this last weekend. Things opened up late Sunday, but you've got to rebook everybody. It's a sad domino effect. Because we've had these two in the States where, like, you have bad weather in Chicago and Dallas, and all of a sudden, you know, those are your major hubs.
Right.
So they're adding more flights. There's going to be more seats. It's just you can only land so many planes in a day. So we're one of the fortunate, like, we've got tickets ready for Thursday. We know that four people in our travel party all found flights for tomorrow. They have to go one at a time, though. They can't go in doubles. They're just kind of lucking out, singling.
Wow. Single seats?
One seat at a time. Yeah, wow. I mean, we're down to that right now. Yeah,
yikes.
It's a bit of a mess. And actually, I don't mind Thursday because I think the airport is just going to be bonkers the next day or two.
That's true. Yeah, it'll kind of simmer down just a little bit because so many people, flight plans just all over the place. But luckily,
it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
To give us a little bit of a prediction, we've been trying to get ready for this coming year, right? We're in a brand new year, 2026, huzzah. And when we enter new years on the Morning Scramble, we like to use our magical radio oracle, the Z-Ball, the Magic Z-Ball.
I'm always surprised at how accurate that thing has been. I asked about the casino 2 years ago, and remember, that's when the big announcement was made. I still think my Tiffany O'Donnell question from last year, the fact that it took three shakes, it knew that she didn't know yet, and then she must have made the decision to run for mayor again. So I'm still sticking by a half prediction last year.
I agree.
And I'm asking this year, will that Hy-Vee on First Avenue finally have an announcement as far as a developer or a new something? And our brand new Magic Z-Ball said yes.
Now, this is a brand new Magic Z-Ball. Thanks to listener Angie for getting us a new Magic 8-Ball because the ink was like drying out on the old one. It was really hard to read, hard to get those predictions. So we'll have to just wait and see if your prediction comes to life. I need to make a prediction, though. I usually stick in the pop culture vein. Going into 2025.
Yeah, you've had engagements. Correctly identified. You had the Bieber baby correctly predicted.
Yeah. Even Rihanna. Will we get new music from Rihanna? It was like, don't count on it. And sure enough, here we are years later. We still don't have Rihanna music, right?
We do not.
No. So what to ask the Magic Z-Ball as we go into 2026? I wanted to stick in the pop culture vein. And right now, I think on the minds of everyone, we're still reeling from the end of Stranger Things. Pop culture phenomenon, huge for Netflix. And they played it in theaters even, the final episode of season 5.
They didn't play it in Cedar Rapids, though. I wish I could have seen that.
I know. It had really good numbers, very strong showing at the box office, even though it was a limited run. So I want to ask, we've been seeing a couple of these instances where Netflix is dabbling in the live theater space. Will Stranger Things have a movie, not done, but just the thought of a Stranger Things movie, will that be announced in 2026? That is my question, Magic Z-Ball.
I really hope so.
Will a Stranger Things movie be announced in 2026?
I love Stranger Things.
Come on, man. Give me an
it's
answer.
It's a new Z-Ball word.
What do you got?
Better not tell you now.
What?
Better not tell you now. Can you tell me later? Magic Z-Ball, will the Stranger Things movie be announced in 2026? Better not tell you now. Again, Magic Z-Ball.
I think they want to keep it secret.
Call upon your magic to give me an answer. Will a Stranger Things movie be announced in 2026? Very doubtful. Dang it!
It didn't want to give you the bad news, guys.
Oh,
that was it.
It was hemming and
hawing. Didn't want to break your heart.
Very doubtful. Very. I would think it'd be whatever.
On the bright side, though, I'm pretty sure they said some sort of spinoff might happen at some point.
That could be. You know, just keep the series going. Just go that way. Okay, that makes sense. Now, Dance Nary Kansas.
Well, I'm hopeful because I haven't been able to catch up on everything. So this lets me know that there's some sort of, you know, potential storyline development for future stories. So that makes me happy.
Yeah. You'll just have to watch it. I can't say it.
I know.
Okay.
I've got a couple extra days on my hands.
It came to my attention via producer Ben that we have never had producer Ben ask the Magic Z-Ball a question, Eric. I'm a little embarrassed.
No, we have not. I'm not embarrassed, but you are. So I'm embarrassed for you, Claire.
Thank you for being embarrassed on my behalf. I think we should see. I struggled getting an answer out of the Magic.
Is there even
Z-ball.
Any magic left?
Like, I don't know. But if you would like to ask it a question, I can
I'll
see
try.
If I can get you an answer.
I'll try.
Producer Ben.
So while you guys were gone, there was a Z's Sleaze story about there was like a photo of Zendaya that looked like maybe she could have been pregnant potentially, like the way she was dressing and stuff. Which I believe she kind of like shot those rumors down.
She's very secretive though.
That could either A, be true, and she's just saying, not really, or B, maybe it could happen still.
Okay, so what do you want to ask the Magic Z-Ball?
I want to ask the Magic Z-Ball, will there be a Zendaya and Tom Holland baby for real in 2026?
Magic?
That's an excellent question.
The magic of the Magic Z-Ball. Come on, man. Give me a clear answer. Says. Ask again later. Come on, man.
Give us an answer.
Give us an answer. Will there be a Tom Holland Zendaya baby? Don't count on it. But maybe a wedding. Right?
True.
There's an engagement.
I guess that's got to come first, right?
Maybe they'll get married. You know,
Claire, you're the silver lining of every Magic Z-Ball answer. But maybe there's this, though.
Well,
it's not the answer I want, so I try to force it.
You know what? If I keep that same prediction every year, eventually it's got to come true unless they break up, right?
There you go.
Probably.
There you go. Unless the Magic Z-Ball says no.
Producer Ben taking the efficient angle.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
And reporting live from Puerto Rico, Dance Nary Kansas. Good morning, sir.
I'm on San. Oh, I can't see the street sign. Drive.
He's on Sand Drive, and you said that there is an inflatable Santa on the roof of a neighboring unit.
Yeah, pardon my ignorance as to the Caribbean and Puerto Rican culture. But Christmas isn't done yet.
No.
In fact, we walked the hallways of a mall yesterday to kill some time, and they had the huge Santa set in the middle. And there's a tradition here. It's the celebration of the three kings. So the kings that went to visit the Nativity.
Right.
Kids are getting their picture taken with them. So
what?
The decorations are still up. Yeah. There's like a block away from us. There is a inflatable Santa on the roof of somebody's house. And it's one of those animatronics, so the legs are kicking. There's a huge inflatable Santa hat about a block to my left at a bar and grill. There's still a ton of beautiful Christmas decorations all around. So
well, that's kind of
Christmas
nice.
In the island's not quite done.
Right. I like that they kind of like draw it out a little bit because when you get to January,
yeah.
It's like, blah, there's nothing.
Oh, totally.
Just January until we get back to February.
Right. It's such a primary tourist area. You know, they were still playing Christmas songs on the cruise ship when we got off on the third, whatever day it was, the third. So, yeah, I think they let it linger for about a week or two before they take stuff down.
Which is nice because it's always good to have something to look forward to. And we've been working on that. We know about the January blahs here on the Morning Scramble.
Hey, I got to tell you what. So last night we had to spend the night on the opposite side of the island because it was just a matter of a matter of trying to find the hotel, right? And so we're at the Hard Rock something casino, and it's, you know, beautifully decorated for Christmas. And I turn the corner, we're going in to eat, and there's a guy on the phone, and on his shirt, jumping off of a black background, are the yellow numbers 22 and an Iowa Hawkeye logo. He was wearing a Caitlin Clark t-shirt.
It's everywhere.
In Puerto Rico. It's everywhere. He wasn't on the cruise ship. I hadn't seen this guy before. And so he was on the phone, so I just pointed to the back of my phone case because I had my herky, and he kind of gave me a nod, like, there are Hawkeye women basketball fans everywhere. In fact, we're going to watch the game tonight. They're taking on Northwestern. So they're into the early weeks of the Big Ten season. And the Morning Scramble has made some connections, and we want to send three people to a women's game this month.
Yeah, actually, we've got tickets coming up on Sunday, January 25th. There's a 1 o'clock game at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and three people will get seats to attend that game. All you have to do is head to KZIA.com and sign up. Say, I would like to go.
Yeah, we're calling it Jan-uary as we celebrate the women's basketball team and, of course, our head coach, Jan Jensen.
Absolutely. Something to look forward to in January. Sign up right now at KZIA.com. Also, by the way, some lucky winners going to be picking up some beautiful Hertin and Stocker jewelry if you sign up and play.
Yep. We're going to bring three finalists into the studio. They'll all draw from a special box, and somebody's going to get some upgraded seats. But everybody taking part who wins at least a pair of tickets, we'll get their choice. I believe we have either a money clip or some jewelry as well, thanks to Hurricane of Stocker Jewelers.
Absolutely gorgeous. Make sure you head to KZIA.com.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Post Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro will appear in federal courthouse in Manhattan, 11 o'clock our time. He faces narco-terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, and weapons charges. He's expected to plead not guilty to those charges during the proceeding. Meanwhile, Venezuela's high court ruled that Maduro's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, will assume the role of interim president of the country, although the court called Maduro's absence temporary. Cedar Rapids Police Department confirmed a high-speed chase on Sunday. Not a lot of details on the suspect or the reason for the chase, but a lot of videos were being posted on social media of people seeing it happening. The chase ended on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. There are a number of flu cases that are on the rise in Iowa. Flu cases were going up in schools, being reported as they were going out for the holiday. And then St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids has seen a significant increase in flu cases, with numbers tripling after Christmas. Chief Medical Officer Dustin Arnold recommends seeking medical attention even if your at-home flu test is positive. Take medications like Tamiflu that can help alleviate symptoms and reduce hospitalizations. And despite a surge in flu cases, COVID-19 cases look like they are still low in our area. So that's good news. Let's get some really good news that's got us feeling all right. Trees Forever, a nonprofit based out of Marion, Iowa, revealed kind of the year that was 2025. They completed a lot of tree planting projects. They completed tree planting projects in 91 communities across Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin. They partnered with municipalities, city governments. They organized volunteers, got grants and funding for environmental projects.
Is that part of like what planted trees like in our front yard even here?
That
was just a city thing?
Yeah, that was a city thing. But they're doing projects in lots of different areas, completing 170 projects in 2025, which is a lot of tree planting. Thanks to their initiatives like the 1 Million Trees Central Iowa campaign, their aim is to replenish the tree canopy, which we know was kind of destroyed after the derecho. So they are trying to educate people about trees, looking for volunteer opportunities, planting diverse native trees to help create a more resilient ecosystem here in eastern Iowa. If you're interested in getting involved with Trees Forever, you can visit treesforever.org. And that's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Possible new couple alert. Alex Earle, TikToker and Dancing with the Stars alum, shared some photos from her New Year's Eve. She was spending time with lots of new friends. She said new memories and new beginnings to start the new year. Took a trip to St. Bart's, where it looks like she was cozying up to Tom Brady. They were spending some time together, partying with lots of famous people, Nina Dobrev, Miles Teller, Glenn Powell, posting some of those photos of all of their parties. They were on a yacht, according to an insider. They met and they broke off from the larger group and spent some time talking 101 all night long. So,
well, they're all celebrities. Like, TikTokers and stuff like that, to me, are like a different kind of celebrity. So it's kind of odd to be like, oh, a TikToker is now with a football player or a famous artist or something like that.
But now Tom isn't like the Tom that he was, right? He's like analyst Tom. He's commentator Tom. I don't know. Does that... And he just saw Giselle get married, so maybe just right moment for Alex Earl to swoop in. Could be. Yeah. I don't know. You remember a couple years ago, Winnie the Pooh entered public domain, and then all of a sudden we were getting all of these Winnie the Pooh blood and honey horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every year, right? Time keeps marching on. There are a number of properties that are going to be hitting public domain because they've hit that 95-year copyright maximum. That means as of January 1st, anything from 1930 is now fair game. So entering the public domain, the comic strip character Blondie.
Okay.
Dagwood, Blondie. Remember that one? You might be too young.
I don't think so.
Pluto.
Oh.
Mickey Mouse's.
Yeah, the dog.
Dog. Which, why was the mouse, why did the mouse have a dog? We don't know. But Pluto made its entry there, and so now it's part of public domain. The girl detective Nancy Drew enters public domain. Betty Boop entering public domain as well. And Dick and Jane, the children's book, like learn how to read characters, they are entering public domain as well. So I would really look forward to seeing a Dick and Jane horror movie. I think that has potential.
You'll have to get started on that.
Yeah. Maybe I come up with the idea. Ah, man, I got to start looking in, you know, planning these out in the future better. Hopefully somebody's already doing this, going through like what's coming up for public domain. Here's my idea. Just get it ready now, right?
Can you start filming it and stuff as long as you don't release it?
I think,
like have it ready to release when it's...
I wouldn't. That seems like legal trouble.
I think it'd be okay as long as you're releasing it to the public after it's available.
Ben, you are walking a tightrope, my man. I don't know. That's like lawyers and I don't want to get in trouble. Ben's like, nah, it's fine.
I think it'd be okay.
Okay. Jelly Roll hitting his New Year's goals a little bit earlier than most people. He, at his heaviest, weighed 540 pounds. He is now down to 265 pounds, which is incredible. To celebrate, he's on the cover of Men's Health magazine, and he looks absolutely amazing. He says that nutrition and exercise helped, but the real change came when he treated his food addiction, is what he calls it. He said that once he addressed everything he was eating and the why he was eating it, everything shifted for him. Back in 2024, he started kind of making these life-changing goals, and he told his wife, Bunny, that he wanted to be on the cover of Men's Health magazine by March of 2026. So he is on the cover now. That means he, you know, he beat his own goal already. It's like, well, what are you going to do with the rest of 2026?
A new goal.
Got to come up with a new goal. he said that he's lost all this weight. This is his biggest transformation so far, but he's also, you know, he's gone from jail prison inmate to superstar, so that's a pretty big transition as well.
Jail probably like somewhat sets you up for like
superstar.
Well, I was gonna say you're on somewhat of a diet in jail and
yeah,
stuff.
True. And so. Did that help? But he, like, you know, he had been working through all that stuff for years and years and years and had hung on to the weight his whole life. So
yeah.
He addressed his issues. He's looking great. He's feeling healthy. Congratulations, Jelly Roll. Hopefully you come up with a new New Year's Eve prediction for 2026. And that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I have to hand it to myself because I did a really good job of trying to prepare as best I could for today because I basically rotted the entire break. We did nothing and it was fantastic.
If I'm not on a vacation, like out on a cruise ship like Eric, that's what I do. I just rot the whole time.
I know. Like I had grand plans, clean and whatever. I didn't get all my projects done, but I got some things accomplished, which was good. But I just enjoyed not doing anything, not being busy. So I knew that I had to do some things to get ready for just a regular week back at work. you know, kids back in school, everybody needing to be where they need to be. So I was like, okay, I'm going to like fill water bottles. Everybody's going to be ready for the day. I set the coffee maker, did all the things. Even like the weekend, I was like, I'm going to take down all the Christmas decorations so that we can just have a nice clean space and be ready for the weekend. I don't have to worry about it here moving into 2026. So I take down all the decorations, but I almost always miss something. There's so many like little decorations and details. And then when you have them out, it's like after a while, you don't see them.
Yeah.
Anymore. And I had like all this stuff out. So I got everything put away and I felt really, really good about it inside and outside. I took down the Christmas lights outside the house. I put the tree down and like everything taken care of.
It's got to feel good to get it out of the way.
It felt good, Ben, until I was literally pulling out of the garage this morning and I look at my house and I'm like, dang it. I forgot one.
So you still to this minute have a Christmas decoration up?
Oh, yeah. I left the wreath on the front door, which is like, oh man, because it's not quite an indoor decoration. It's not quite an outdoor decoration. Like I don't put it in the garage with stuff. I put it with the Christmas stuff inside, but it wasn't inside the house, right? When I was taking everything down, I did a sweep. I tried to be so thorough, so careful, and I missed it.
But you didn't open your front door.
No, why would I open my front door? That's outside my house, right? It's on that cusp of like indoor, outdoor. Yeah. So I'm going to have to take the wreath down eventually, but I think that's a problem for another day.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Thank you. How are you?
So I like to make New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is I always make the same one. It's always like it's the standard. Be healthier, like eat better, get more exercise.
You had that on your vision board. You wanted to be Shawn Mendes.
Yes. Every year I'm always like, I need to do better at this because I slack hard.
Yeah.
So I tried to take a step, and prior to the new year, I ordered a treadmill so that I could be active in the wintertime.
You did?
Yes.
Good for you.
So I started like put that up, and I was running into issues. I could not get the screw to go into the hole it was supposed to go into. One side, so there's bars that go up, and it's where it holds the screen on the treadmill.
Oh.
And you have to, like, secure it with screws on each side. And on one side, both screws that are supposed to go into those holes will fit on into one of the holes on one side.
Uh-huh.
But neither of the screws will fit into the hole on the other side.
Okay. Where did this invention come from?
It was ordered from Amazon.
Okay. So is there, like, a piece that's missing? Like, is there somebody you could contact?
Either I need some sort of a smaller screw, even though the screw fit. It's weird because it's got to be a problem with the hole.
Uh-huh.
Because if both screws fit on the other side. So,
but they don't fit on the other?
So it's correct. So it's almost like I need a whole new like bar thing that like you put your hands on and holds the screen and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the hole's not the right size.
Ah.
So I guess my only options would be I need to find a number for like the company or something and see if they'll send me like a new bar.
Just a whole new piece.
Either that or return it, I guess.
Or could you find a smaller, different screw?
Maybe.
The
screw is like, it's part like screw, if that makes sense, on the tip. And then it's like smooth. So it's not like a lot of screws you'd see.
Okay.
Most of the screw is like smooth.
The best thing I can give you is call my dad.
Fix-It fellas.
Yes. Or the Fix-It. Yes. You need Dance and Eric Hansen. And my husband, poor Nick, very handy guys. They could probably take a look at it.
They can figure something out, right?
Well, as long as there's, you know, you've got beer, they'll need refreshments, snacks, and they'll take a look at it.
I'll give them some vodka lemonade.
The perfect. They'd love that.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.